It's time for the truth. Will you join me in studying the Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'd like to thank you for listening in this morning, and I hope that you enjoy the study of the Word of God as we search the precious Word, the Holy Word, the Bible, as we study it and continue to determine by the leadership of the Holy Spirit the truth of the Word of God, that we can grow and can come to know Jesus. We're studying this morning the book of Jonah. We'll be in chapter 1. I'll be reading from verse 7 through verse 17. So Jonah chapter 1, verses 7 through 17, while you're looking that up in your Bible so that you can read along with me, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to invite you to the services we have. We have Sunday school at 9:30 and church at 10:35. And you're sure welcome to come. We have many studies through the week. On Sunday night, we have Bible study at 7. 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, the ladies have a Bible study here at the church. Wednesday night, we're back here at 7 o'clock at the church with another Bible study. We love proclaiming the Word of God. We love searching the Word of God, and we do that each and every time. The Sunday school classes do that. I'm preaching from the Word of God as you follow on Sunday morning, and then we all have our Bibles open as we search and study the precious Scripture throughout the week. So I ask that you come and visit. If you do not have a church home, as you well know, if you've listened to this program before, Hebrews 10:25 is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a sum of manner is, as the manner of some is. You know, it's so important that we realize that we need to be in church, not so that everybody can see us, but that we can be in church to grow, to be the believer in Jesus Christ, to be the Christian, to be Christ-like, to be like Jesus. So I hope that you take it very serious to be in the house of God. I hope now that you have your Bibles in front of you and you're ready to read the precious Word. Jonah chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 7. They said one to his fellow, "Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? From where comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and dry land." Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, "Why hast thou done this?" For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, "What shall we do for thee, that the sea may be calm unto us?" For the sea raged, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, "Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm for you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring her to land, but they could not, for the sea raged and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, "We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not up on us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee." So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious Word. Father, we thank you for this time we have each week to come together. I ask that you'll open the precious Word, the truth, to us, that we may see and hear the truth. I ask that you take the Holy Spirit and touch our hearts as we open your Word and we search your Word. The Holy Spirit will teach us your way and will, and teach us the truth. Father, I just ask for your strength and your power this morning. I ask that you will guide us now. I ask that each and every one, again, that they listen so carefully, and that they be good listeners so that they can discern the truth. Father, I want the heart to be pure. I want to be able to proclaim this word, and by this word it convicts my heart, and I turn to your will and not my own. And when I do that, there's a cleansing takes place. Each time I turn to do your will and set my will aside. And Father, I ask that that be the prayer of each and every one that's listening this morning, that they will do your will. And we know, first of all, that they need to come to you. They need to meet you at the cross. And Jesus, if they just meet you at the cross, you've offered your life on behalf of theirs. And please, I ask, Lord, that they understand that sweet gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, that they would be saved. We praise you that all men can be saved, that they'll come just by faith. Now, Father, touch the hearts this morning, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This sweet little book of Jonah just has four chapters. We've looked at so many areas, other areas of the Scriptures. We studied this precious book. We know the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. We know that Jonah did not listen unto the Lord. He listened to the command and then ran the other way. He was called and told to go unto Nineveh to preach against that city, to tell them of their wickedness and that they were going to be overthrown in 40 days. That was the call that went out from the Lord unto Jonah, and Jonah's message was to be that to the Ninevites. Now, what happens when we don't listen and we run away? It jeopardizes the very life and soul of those that we're supposed to be talking to and the work we're supposed to be doing. Now, it's too important for us to go away and do our own will, and Jonah took that decision. He decided to do his own way and his own will, and as we've read many times, he went down to Joppa. He went down. He was fleeing to Tarshish, but he went down to Joppa. He found a ship, paid the fare, went down into the ship, and went on his way unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, the problem is that, again, it always costs us. We never stay the same. We're always either moving closer to the Lord Jesus or moving away. And so it's so important that we study and search the Word of God. It's so important that we be in the house of God, that we hear that Word, that we fellowship together and study and search the Word, that we can grow together. And it's so sad to know how many people do not want the truth today. There are many liars out there, many deceivers out there of the Word of God. And I'm reading, we're studying and searching the Word of God by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that it can touch your heart and change you and bring you to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And also that it'll bring you to a growth, to a point, a time when you will have such a joy in your heart to do the will of God. It's been several weeks now that we haven't spoken of the fruit of the Spirit. And you know, if Jonah would have been full of the power of God, if he would have done the will of God, and as we're doing the will of God, they'll come over us, that the fruit of the Spirit will be produced by us, and within our life there will be the joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And you can find that in the book of Galatians. It tells us the fruit of the Spirit. Now, that would be a beautiful day if I could come into this church. You could go into the church that you attend, and all the people around you would hold with the fruit of the Spirit, be producing that fruit. Wouldn't it be a wonderful day? Wouldn't it be a wonderful day to get up in the morning and your whole family be that way? Wouldn't it be a wonderful day if you got up and went to work and everyone around you was that way? Again, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But many times we take upon ourselves and we do what we want to do instead of what God wants us to do. And we miss those blessings. We stop producing fruit because we are not doing the will of God. Well, that's what happened here as Jonah. He set out to do his own will. He was not a happy man. He did not have the joy of the Lord. He did not have the peace of the Lord. He was not long-suffering. He wanted what he wanted. Oh, my friend, to witness and to watch people all their life do that. They come to church for a period of time, and then when the Word of God goes against something that they are doing, instead of listening to the Word They either say, well, that preacher's picking on me again, or they just decide not to listen at all, and they go away. They go away miserable. They lose that joy and that peace and that excitement. You know, you can see it in their countenance. You can see it in them as it comes and goes. Oh, Jonah. I don't know how long Jonah had been miserable, but when the word of the Lord came to him and it was the awakening and the call went out for him to go to Nineveh, and he chose not to. We've discussed all the reasons why he might not have wanted to go. Maybe he just didn't like the people. Maybe he hated the people. I don't know why he didn't go into Nineveh. But you know, the decision was that God calls a man, as he calls me, as he calls you, he calls each one of us to be proclaimers, preachers of the Word of God, that folks will be saved. And every one of us have our mission fields to go out and proclaim the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that these folks around us would be saved. Jonah was called to Nineveh. God knew there was a need there, and he sent a man to proclaim that judgment was going to take place in 40 days. That was Jonah's calling. That was Jonah's command, and yet Jonah didn't listen, as we don't listen many times. We don't go where we're supposed to go. And you know, there's people that are dying and going to hell every day because we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, that's our responsibility to take out the gospel, to tell people. You know, it's in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To every creature, they'll hear the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That they'll have a choice. They'll have a decision to make. It's their responsibility to listen. Let the Holy Spirit touch their heart and convict that heart. And they've got a choice. We're not puppets. We got a choice to make. We don't just do whatever destiny is set before us. No. We're to go out and preach the gospel. And my prayer is that when I proclaim the gospel of death, burial, and resurrection, that the power of God through the Word of God can touch that heart and soul, and they will decide, respond to Jesus and come to Him. Meet Him at the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection. The death on the cross of Calvary has bought them. And you know that message, that saving message is no different than when Jonah went in and proclaimed judgment to them. The problem was that as he ran away, we have a problem here before we ever get to Nineveh. We have a problem. That problem is that Jonah is jeopardizing the lives of these sailors. And so they cast lots to sea, and that wasn't uncommon at the time. The Lord used for the priest to discern and a decision to be made. He used two stones to discern right and wrong. Now, we don't do that anymore. We got the Word of God. We got the Holy Spirit in our heart. But at that time, it was done. And here they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Well, Jonah was the problem. And they questioned him in verse 8 and says, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. I want to know who he was. Well, he said who he was. He was a Hebrew. He said he feared the Lord. He said, the God of heaven who hath made the sea and dry land. Oh, then they were all afraid. You know, it's too bad today, again, that there is no fear. I have a love of God that continues to grow each and every day that I grow in His precious Word. But God is mighty and God is holy. And the respect that man today give that they give God is nothing. They treat God as another man or less. Oh, my friend, don't try to bring God down out of the heavens and make Him equal to you. Let's seek out the will of God and the power of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, and then set our hearts about to please Him and to live as He wants us to live, a righteous, holy life. These mariners here, they heard that this was a man that was a Hebrew, a man that feared God, who made the sea and the dry land. And then the men were exceedingly afraid. Why hast you done this? For the men knew that he'd fled from the presence of the Lord. What shall we do for the sea, that it may be calm? And Jonah said in verse 12, he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm for you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Jonah knew by his running away that he had jeopardized the lives of these sailors, these innocent people. You do the same thing. You do the same thing when you deny the truth, the Word of God, by not going out to tell people about Jesus. You're jeopardizing your own soul and your own life if you haven't come to Jesus today. Oh, please, that you listen to that calling. You listen as we proclaim the words and I tell you about the cross of Calvary. Please come to the cross that your sins can be forgiven. You know, this man, Jonah, he had the answer. He said, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, and then the sea will be calm. I know that it's my fault. That's what Jonah said. Jonah was willing. Again, we talked last week, you know, if he be a man, he would have just volunteered and jumped over the side. Or if he would have really been a man, he would have repented of his sin, turned back in fellowship with the Lord to do the Lord's will, and headed off to Nineveh. That had been a real man. You know, a real man today doesn't want to come and be found with tears in his eyes because of a sin that he has committed or a sin that he is committing because he's not the father he should be, he's not the husband he should be. He's just plain not the man he ought to be. If you're a real man, you love God. If you're a real man, you want to do the will of God. If you're a real man, you'll come to Jesus with a repentant heart, with a broken heart, because you know you're a sinner and you know you need to come that you can be saved. And then turn your heart over and your life over to the Lord Jesus, that you can for the first time be the father you should be the husband you should be the worker in the factory that you should be, because you know Jesus. Because you know Jesus. Oh, I ask that you come today. And don't be the man that Jonah is, that fell asleep in the bottom of this ship and just let the whole world go to hell. Now we need to be busy. We need to be very busy today in proclaiming the gospel. We need to be busy today beginning to turn ourselves to the Word of God. There are so many things out there that are drawing us away from the study of the Word of God. From the study of the Word of God. You know, a lot of people travel quite a distance to listen to singing and listen to a little preaching, spend many hours on the road, come home and say that's the best thing they'd ever heard and ever seen. You know, you can sit down with your precious Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you His precious Word and enjoy that time at home and enjoy that time in the local church. Many folks who drive a long ways to listen to something that somebody else is preaching, you know, you can kind of go and you get so hyped up and so excited, but you're not faithful to the local church. That's sin. You want something that excites your heart. Well, then get in the Word of God and get right with God. Your heart will be excited. Your heart will have the joy. And that same Holy Spirit, He's going to direct you to a local church to get busy, to work, to continue to grow, to be holy. You don't have to chase halfway across the world to do that. You can get right in your own bedroom. You can get right where you're at right now. Get your heart right with the Lord and get ready and get to church. Be in the house of God. This man, Jonah, he put these men's lives in jeopardy. You know, the storm's going to have to be stilled or everybody's going to die. And he gave them the answer. Throw me overboard. Throw me overboard. You know, sin must be dealt with. The sin that's in your life has got to be dealt with. You can't do it on your own. If you try, we know what the cost is. And Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death. So the cost of sin is death. There's only one way out of that. We have a volunteer. We have a substitute. That substitute is Jesus. He said here, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm for you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Again, the sinner must die. It's the only way. This man Jonah represents a lot of things. We have many pictures here. This man Jonah represents the condition of sin and the running away from the Lord. This man Jonah gives us a picture of the Lord Jesus and how that by him being offered, thrown overboard in this case, Jesus going to the cross, that it saved these sailors. By Jesus going to the cross, it can save your soul and save mine. God sent his son Jesus into the world that he can take the sinner's place. That's the purpose. Now, if you'll look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous, the righteousness of God in him." That's what we have in Jesus. God the Father sent his Son down here that we can have forgiveness of sins. The picture we have in Jonah here is Jonah said, "Throw me overboard and the sea will be calm." That's the only choice. That's the only choice. We have in Isaiah 53, verse 6. Isaiah 53, verse 6. "For we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." He has taken our place. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. Jesus left glory and came down here and took on the body of a man, God-man, and lived here 33 years. And then he faced that cross. He went upon that cross and he died upon that cross. He took all your sins. And they were all placed upon him, every one of them. That's your volunteer. He's the only one that could do it. Because the only one that never sinned. Perfect sacrifice. A perfect offering. Can you imagine God coming down from glory? Jesus putting on this body and being confined and living in that body with all the sin around and yet never once committing sin. And yet facing the cross, one of the most painful deaths, one of the slowest deaths. But it wasn't the death, it was the load of that sin that was placed upon him. Every iniquity, every sin of each one of us was laid upon him. Every one. You see, that's the reason that there's no question that everyone has an opportunity. Because he died for all, that all may live. And this precious word goes out. This precious word is sent forth to touch the hearts, that the Holy Spirit can do a work in the heart of the unbeliever. That they will listen, and the Holy Spirit can touch their heart and bring them to a place where they've got a decision to make. And that decision is to come to Jesus or to reject Jesus. Again, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Sin must be settled by death. And the death of the Lord Jesus is the only way. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, "Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's what happens when you come to Jesus, when you meet Jesus at the cross. Let's see what they did here. The answer was given to them by Jonah, "Cast me overboard and the sea will be calm." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring her to land, but they could not. The storm continued. And you see, we're in the same place with you. You can say that, "No, I just can't be saved. I'm too wicked." Yes, you can. You listen to the Word. Let that Word touch your heart. And come to Jesus today. Don't try another way. Don't ignore the path of Jesus, the way of Jesus. The scripture tells us that narrow is the way. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto righteousness. Broad is the path that leads to destruction. Now, you can do as these sailors. You can get your oars out and you can try to paddle and you can do everything you want to do. You can try many different ways. You can try any different way than Jesus. You can work as hard. You know, you hear me so many times talk about how necessary it is that you're in the house of God. That you come to church and you listen to the preacher preach the Word of God and you come to Bible studies and you participate in Bible studies, that you learn the Word of God. If you were in every study that we ever had, never missed one, and neglected such a free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, you're going to die and go to hell. You can come and you can do all those things. You can have been baptized. You can take the Lord's Supper. Wherever you're at, whatever church you go to, you can do everything that you're supposed to do. But if you have neglected that free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, it's offered to you. There's not a person ever lived that has not had an opportunity to be saved. It's our responsibility to bring the gospel. To bring the gospel that people will hear that precious, sweet word. That the Holy Spirit can do a work in that person's heart and they can be saved. It's not a work that special power that I have. I'm the messenger. I'm the carrier of the good tidings. And upon proclaiming those precious words, then the Holy Spirit can begin and continue to work in that person's life, drawing them. But they have a choice. And you can reject or you can accept. I hope today that you accept. I hope that you don't get your oars out and start rowing and working as hard as you can work so that I can get myself to heaven. You know, that's the most common statement we have of people today. You ask them, you know, are you a Christian? Have you been saved? Are you born again? It's all the same question. And they'll say, oh, yes. I said, well, when were you saved? Well, I'm a very good member. I come to church. I never miss church. I'm a very hard worker in church. I do so many things around the church. You know, I'm the treasurer. I take care of this. I do that. You know, they give me a long list of things. And I said, when did you meet Jesus? And they don't know what to say. I said, you said you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you need to meet Jesus. You meet Jesus at the cross. Don't give me any of the other answers, because that's just as these sailors were rowing. They were working as hard as they could work to save themselves. But they could not, is what the scripture said. They could not. What are you doing today to try to save yourself? What are you doing? It's something so simple. Right now, you can hear the words of God. They're coming to you. They're touching your heart. Please that you come to Jesus. Please that you trust in Him. Get this sin problem settled. The only way it can be settled is through death. But we've got to volunteer. We've got one that has offered. We've gotten everything taken care of, except for one big item, and that's you coming by faith to Jesus and being saved. My dear friend, are you going to keep rowing today? All those works are great if you apply them after you're saved, because it's the will of God. But if you're doing them for salvation, for eternal life, to make God happy, that's not going to do it. Because you see, you got that question. What are you going to do?
about Jesus.